Do you think the advice in the podcast is useful?
Yes, I think it's very useful. I think applying a methodology to learning is really important. And it's a good methodology. I think I've heard of the SMART methodology. And I think it's very good because it's very clear and it's measurable. So you can see how you're progressing. And I think that's really critical, because if not, you just learn and talk, but you don't really know how well you're doing. So I think, it's good advice.
When you learnt a second language, what goals did you set?
I remember learning Spanish because I was living in Spain. And the first thing I did was go to a course and I learnt the basics. And then I remember after that, I moved from a hostel where I was staying. I moved in with two young men from Valencia in a flat. We shared a flat. And I remember clearly wanting to talk to them because they were interested in music and so was I. And my goals changed. I really wanted to have conversations with them. And I was able to apply the basic knowledge that I'd got, but I really needed more. So I went back to school again and learnt some more and really applied it, because I had all this time to practice it and a very clear objective with them to get to know them and talk about our music interests together.
Do you think you applied a SMART approach?
No, I don't think it was a very SMART approach in any sense of the word. I think it was a fairly random approach. I remember learning about SMART objectives and goals relatively recently, so at that time I had no idea really what I was doing, and I was just talking, and I enjoyed it. I really liked the way it sounded, and I liked what they were talking about. And I remember cases of grammar and vocabulary that I learned in the school, trying to practice it with them, or it would come up from them spontaneously and I'd think, oh, I remember that from the lesson. And or he's using a subjunctive there because the word of the word before it, or something like that. And so it was all sort of happening at the same time, but I don't think I really had very clear objectives or measurable goals in any sense. No.
How did you go about practicing and learning new vocabulary and useful expressions?
I think for me, it was talking to those people in particular, because we were very close. They were good friends. And so that made it easy because we really wanted to communicate. And I also remember in situations where I had to say something, like going into a shop or something like that, I kind of practiced my half of the conversation before I went in. So if I was asking for bread, I'd be thinking about, how do you ask for bread? What kind of bread do I want? And I'd go through that and kind of repeat it to myself before I went in. Often I didn't understand the answer when I got it, but at least I had the question prepared. I think that was the main technique. And I think I learned phrases more than individual words. There were some expressions that I really liked, and so I try and use those as much as possible, and I think they've stuck with me still to this day.